Chapter 25. The Axminster Axeman. Somebody knocked on the door.
Go away,
Sidney Grice called, and we listened as the heavy footfalls faded.
That might have been important,
Inspector Pound objected.
But not to me,
my guardian pronounced, which, to his way of thinking, should satisfy everyone.
Actually,
Inspector Pound held up the key to taunt Sidney Grice,
we do have information about a man she was seen leaving the White Unicorn with.
With whom?
My guardian corrected automatically.
A number of witnesses saw her arguing with him at the bar,
the inspector ploughed on.
How many?
Mr. G demanded.
We spoke to five.
A small but prime number, then,
my godfather muttered.
Enough for us to piece together a reasonable description. It was generally agreed that he was a tall man, a foreigner, with military moustaches, middle-aged, close-cropped hair, and a scar on his left cheek.
Schlangazan, I breathed. The man who attacked Geraldine Hockaday. Sidney Grice put down a stone paperweight with which he had been toying.
Possibly the prince who was allegedly the man who allegedly committed the alleged crime.
He whisked up a paper knife.
We have one more piece of evidence that makes one of those allegedlies a bit less alleged.
The inspector took a rectangular, taupe envelope from the letter rack on his desk and emptied out six torn pieces of stiff white card. Sidney Grice flipped two blank pieces over with the knife to show the elaborate printed letter forms.
A customer picked it up,
George Pound explained.
Harry Stewart. He used to be in the force. London is becoming devoid of men who did not used to be policemen, but are now,
Sidney Grice commented labyrinthically.
He became concerned when he saw the man trying to drag her out of the door, but when he intervened, the man became so menacing that Stewart backed off.
So he just sat back and let it happen, I said incredulously.
The whole pub let it happen.
Pound clearly took my disbelief as a slur on his force.
Step into the White Unicorn any time and you'll see a dozen women being mistreated. Most of them earn their living that way.
Is it the same Harry Stewart who was attacked by the Axminster Axeman?
My guardian clinked his right eye with the tip of the knife.
He lost both hands and his left leg above the knee.
I am sorry, I said.
If there are any conclusions to be jumped at,
my guardian explained,
Miss Middleton is a regular spring-heel jack.
George Pound brought out his meerschaum pipe.
Do you like jigsaw puzzles, Miss Middleton?
Not since I was a child. I stepped to the desk. But I think I can manage this one. Two of the pieces were upside down, but I did not need those to work out the name. Ulrich Schlan.
Have you spoken to him?
Sidney Grice inquired.
They don't send a lowly inspector to interview a Prussian nobleman.
Pound watched my guardian's antics cagily.
The chief constable had a word and came away none the wiser.
The Germans owe Mr. Grice a favour, I recalled, so the prince might speak to him.
He will be speaking for himself tomorrow.
Pound slipped the keys away.
He has volunteered to appear at the inquest.
Volunteered? I echoed. Pound nodded.
You don't subpoena a cousin to King Wilhelm.
Kaiser,
Sidney Grice corrected him.
Really?
The inspector raised his eyebrows.
I thought his name was Wilhelm.
And turning from my godfather, George Pound gave me a wink.